You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world. It's Mercury retrograde, but we have some exciting things over here. Guys, somebody, a lucky winner, is getting a free basic birth chart reading in April. That's right. Every month, I pick one of our newsletter subscribers to win a free basic birth chart reading with me. And super exciting. If you don't have time or just don't want to meet live one-on-one on Zoom, now you don't have to. I just put up on the website for us pre-recorded readings. These are for the people who are on a budget, who don't have time to meet with me Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. I know people have lives and work, and it's hard to take a lunch break to do these things. You really want to be centered for them too. So now I will read your chart by myself on Zoom, sharing my screen, pointing out the things I'm talking about, and send it to you for you to watch as many times as you like. Now, of course, they are half price, which is awesome, but it's because you don't get access to ask questions live. The reading may not be as accurate as the in-person or on Zoom meetings of reading a chart are, because it's one thing for an astrologer to receive a chart and study it and analyze it, but it is a whole other game when you speak to the person who has lived it. You guys know there's empowered and disempowered sides to every sign, every house, every placement. And this is why, and I was that person in astrology school constantly throwing up my hand, like, how do you explain identical twins who are nothing alike, whose life experiences are so opposite? Well, it's because every placement, every transit too, right? If you have Pluto transiting your first house, well, a fork was just revealed. Are you going to go left? Or are you going to go right? You're always in charge of how astrology works, right? We have a Mercury retrograde coming up. You get a fork. You're going to go left. You're going to go right. You're going to go disempowered, put yourself through some shit. Are you going to go empowered and make the most of these transits, right? This is how astrology works. So pre-recorded readings are now up on the website. Bear with me. We'll see how the technical part goes during Mercury retrograde, but come try it out. We've already had a couple people book them, and I can't wait to do them. And of course, go sign up for our every Monday morning newsletter called What's New and Good. The last one we just shared was asking the question, what's it like being on the other side of me? I got real honest with myself and you guys, saying, what do I imagine it's like for people being on the other side of me? And then I went and asked my partner, Jael, hey, what's it like being on the other side of me? And he sat down and wrote a part of the newsletter. And back in January, remember, I had my mom, Miss Aquarius. She wrote the newsletter for us, and you guys loved that. So come play. It's free. It's fun. You only get one email every Monday morning. You guys have been so kind and tell me that you wait for this email to come out on Monday mornings. So go sign up, lightworkers-lounge.com. I just played that back because Jeffrey, I gave him a little bone to chew to try and keep him out of the studio so I could record in silence, even though you guys love your Jeffrey affirmations, but I gave him a bone and I put it on his little doggy bed in the living room. I'm like, here you go. Pugs, man, Velcro dogs. He just used his little flat head and rammed the door open. And you can hear the squeak of the door. Now he is snoring at my feet just the way he likes it. So speaking of Aries, you know, Jeffrey has an Aries moon. Oh yeah, you can see it. It shows. You know what's cool about the Aries sign? This is Aries sun, Aries moon, Aries rising. You can pick them out just like through Pisces people and their eyes. Ooh, they're beautiful eyes with Pisces. You can pick out Aries people because they usually have red swollen eyes, or their face has a red flush to it, or they usually have red hair, red eyebrows, red eyelashes. You always know. It is fascinating when you see a beautiful redheaded person. You're like, okay, where's your birth chart? How much fire do you got going on in there? It's cool. Try it out. See, you never know. So we're going to talk about Aries today, and we're going to talk about Mercury retrograde through this sign. As I was reflecting on the last time this happened, I had so many personal revelations of myself. And I wish you guys were here live so I could ask you your experience of what it was like in 2018 when this last happened. So the astrology of 2024, if you guys listened to that episode, we spoke about how Mercury just went retrograde in earth signs last year. And now it is going retrograde in fire signs. I took Jeff to the vet this morning, and when we were checking in, she was like, oh my gosh, our computer systems are just so slow. We had so many issues. I was like, huh, when did this start? She's like, kind of earlier this week. And I was like, there's Mercury retrograde's shadow. And if we know anything about Aries, the sign it's going retrograde in, then we know it's go big or go home. It is power. It is full force. So it's going to be really interesting to see collectively what happens during this Mercury retrograde. I know for me, you guys hear me say it all the time about social media. I love it. I think it's amazing. It's how I found so many cool people. But my mental health is just, it's not even a question. It's not even a debate. I feel so much better when I am not on social media. And I love that, but I hate that because I think social media is great. It's such a fascinating tool to learn and discover things, but I can't face the reality any longer. I just feel so much better when I'm not on it. And, you know, utilizing astrology, I don't think during Mercury retrograde I will go on it. I mean, I go on and I post our moon posts for subscribers on my personal channel, but then I'm off all day and I don't even think about it, which I love because before it was like, oh, let me go on Instagram. And now it's like, I don't want to tap that icon. I don't want to do it. No, thank you. It's interesting, right? How when we work 9-to-5 jobs or work for someone else, we dream of doing things like what I do. You guys remind me when you replied to the newsletters. You're like, hey, Steph, just a reminder, you have the job everybody dreams of. You can work from anywhere doing astrology, something a lot of us love. And you're right. I'm freaking blessed. And I worked my ass off for years to get to this point. But you know, with social media being such a big part of branding and marketing, you go from a 9-to-5, which I had previously, into this and the social media sphere and the algorithm and trending topics and getting yourself seen by all the people that follow you. It is another 9-to-5. You're locked in. You're kind of Meta or the owners of the algorithms, creators, whatever. They are the boss that you have to answer to. And so that's why I can't encourage you enough to sign up for the newsletter, because that's where I'll always create content. And of course, this podcast is not going anywhere. I was just telling JL the other day when we were on a bike ride, I forget what he asked, but I was like, all of my social media channels can go away, but I will never not record on Lightworkers Lounge, because it has never been anything I wanted as a job. This started as my hobby and it will end as my hobby. I love it. I will show up on here for as long as the world allows us to be free on the airwaves. You can count on me being in your speakers. So let's get down to it, okay? We're talking about Mercury retrograde in Aries. Happy birthday, Aries people. You guys are loving your birthday discount code. It used to be 10% last year, but I was like, you know what? I really love solar returns birthdays. Now it's 15%. So Aries, go book a reading. Use code birthday before Taurus comes and takes it from you. Mercury, the planet of thinking, communicating, speaking. Does the world not 100% revolve around how we process information and how we relay information? Oh yeah, that's Mercury. And he is going retrograde in the sign of Aries. Now, retrograde means reversing. It means going backwards. It does not literally go backwards in the sky. It just appears that way. And this is going to be from April 1st, no joke, till April 24th. The last time we had Mercury retrograde in fire signs was 2018. In that year, but especially in March and April of 2018, what were you learning about assertiveness, about identity and individuality and your inner child back then? here is your second chance to go back to 2018 and choose a different path, right? Back in spring for us northern people and then fall for my southern hemisphere people, a fork appeared in the road, right? And it was about Aries. And you got a choice back then to choose yourself or to fall back into old patterns where you really bury yourself in the name of someone or something else. Now, we are revisiting lessons learned in 2018. And so if you can reflect back and go, yeah, in March and April of 2018, I really wish I didn't do that. Like, I really wish I didn't go on a date with that person. I really wish I didn't leave that person. I really wish I would have stayed at that job. Or, man, I wish I quit sooner and I left that job. Think about that time period, because now you get to rewrite history. This Mercury retrograde is special because it's bouncing between Chiron, the wounded healer, and the North Node, our spiritual purpose, our destiny, what we really came here to heal and teach people. So, do you feel there's anyone, anything in your life that is making your personal growth feel like an uphill battle? When Mercury is bouncing between Chiron and the North Node, we are touching our wound of individuality, generationally inherited feelings of push everyone away, get angry at people who try and take my dominance. And then we're moving back to the North Node that says, well, where can I bring peace? Can I be an individual while in partnership? Can I stop leading people on because I'm afraid to be alone and just be honest and then move forward finding myself? You know, it's such human behavior to have this need for freedom, autonomy, respect, be a warrior for self and for what you believe is right. I was just talking to a 92-year-old man on my morning walk after the vet with Jeffrey, and gosh, I love our elders. I just love them. You know, in college, I used to volunteer at nursing homes. We would play bingo with them. We would bring them snacks. We'd play board games with them. But that, while that was fun, the best part about it during my weekends with them was just their stories. It was just their stories. And that's what I got from Mr. Mitchell Moses this morning on my walk. And at the end of his stories, I just said, man, thank you so much for stopping your own walk to talk to me, because it really made me pull my head out of my 35-year-old ass and see life from a bigger vantage point, that my problems are not so big. And he loved that. But I often think, because he had mentioned something like he used to work in the union, but these greedy, power-hungry people dominated them, so he left. And I just thought, wow, history is still repeating itself. How many of us are like, I hate my boss, I hate my job, they're greedy and they don't care. It's like, okay, since the dawn of time, greed and power-hungry people have existed. Should we just stop paddling upstream and accept those people will always exist instead of trying to outwardly control them? Just control us? I think this is going to be something collectively that we will all as a community start to question under this Mercury retrograde, bouncing between our biggest wound and where we're going spiritually as a collective, the North Node. So I would imagine, especially, we've even got some eclipse ingredients in this pot of soup stirring up during Aries season, that is going to be intense. Let's just call it what it is. It's going to be really intense. You can answer the call as a lot of growth, being submissive to things you once fought tooth and nail, or you can really take a look at patterns and feel the power of apologizing, feel the power of using no as a full sentence, feel the power of trying something you once pushed away with everything in you and succumb to it and say, oh, it was my ego pushing this away. This actually isn't so bad. Around this time, we may have to say things that really piss someone off in order to choose ourselves. Can you think of spring 2018 when you had to really piss someone off in order to choose yourself? Do you wish you verbalized it differently? Do you wish you stood your ground more and told them, hey, you're an adult and you can handle your emotions. You can diffuse your anger in a different way. Not here in front of me, right? So Aries rules anger Anger is a beautiful emotion when it is expressed healthily that doesn't harm others, right? So anger, empowered anger is someone violated a boundary for me. You know, I once read somewhere that that's all anger is someone violating your boundaries. Whether you recognize it's a boundary or not, that's why you get angry, right? So with empowered anger, you reaffirm the boundary once you realize what it is, and then teach people what you'll tolerate. Right? Oh, that quote is so triggering for me, but it's true. You teach people how to treat you. Now I know there's gray areas with that. There are just some nasty flipping people out in the world who treat everyone in the same disgusting way. But most of the time when you're in long-term friendship or relationship, you're teaching people what you'll tolerate. Ugh. My Pisces North Node shrieks. Disempowered anger. You didn't give me what I want, and I'm going to be mean to you to make you feel what I'm feeling, right? That's when anger, when you say things you don't mean, when you do things you really don't want to do, but you're angry, and you want to make that person feel the what you're feeling. That's the disempowered, childish side of Aries energy. Revenge. Oh, Scorpios are like, this girl... She doesn't know the power of revenge. But for real, disempowered anger is that feeling of, it's all about me and I'm going to steal the spotlight and I'm going to not let you get a single word in and I'm going to talk over you and just have bigger energy over you because that'll make me feel strong. And then those people usually, once the energy diffuses, realize, wow, I'm not so nice. I didn't give them. You know, Aries type energy can get so big that they don't let the other person speak. And then they ruminate these stories that they tell themselves about the situation, not realizing they're creating these stories, missing several puzzle pieces simply because they didn't let the other person speak. And if they did let the other person speak, they were more than likely listening to listen, they were listening to react, not listening to listen. Right? This is big Virgo, Gemini, Aries energy. These people get so passionate about things that they listen to react to a person, not listen to hear them. And so I want you to practice this during the Mercury retrograde in Aries. Make sure you are listening to people. It is such a beautiful practice sometimes to literally set guidelines of like, hey, I'm going to grab my phone or use the Alexa app and 5 minutes on the clock. You get to speak and I won't say a word. I won't talk over you. I won't say, but well, I'll let you go. But then we'll reset the clock and I get 5 minutes and you can't say a word. No, but what? Well, you just let me go. And that, while it's difficult in the heat of a moment, can be a very beautiful practice for friendships, family relationships, any type of dynamic. So during this Mercury retrograde in Aries, what can you do? Don't fight fire with fire. It's such a sign of emotional intelligence and growth when you can recognize who can actually have an adult conversation with you and who you are walking into the snake pit with. They are just not able to control their nervous system and their impulses enough to continue respect, even when the nervous system has all the fire alarms going off, to even communicate like, hey, whoo, getting hot here, mouth is dry, hands are shaking. I'm gonna go for a walk, just a 2-minute walk, stretch, punch, just let it out, and then I'll come back and continue. Hold space. I want to listen to this. I just gotta calm down. What can you do during this Mercury retrograde? Do no harm, but take no shit. I talked about this in a couple of newsletters ago where I was confronted by a man who's probably Aries because he had a really red skin, like he was drunk or something. But I was confronted by him on a private beach because he was very angry that me and Jeffrey were on this private beach that we go to every single day because we know someone in the neighborhood who gave us permission. But he was so pissed. He saw my Florida license plates and thought I was a spring breaker coming to ruin his family's beach. So he confronted me in such a rude Aries way. I mean, total just bullying. And normally I would just tuck my tail. I'm so sorry, sir. I didn't mean to. But I was like, okay, I didn't get in his face, but I did not back down. And I think he got so a little nervous that he actually backed into a log and went to fall on his butt. And I grabbed his arm and I held him up. And while he was yelling at me, I said, hey, chill. Are you okay? That was scary. You almost really hurt yourself. And he it was funny. But we ended up having a discussion and everything was good. So we handled it well, but it was still come on, calm down, fiery. And I remember thinking, is it Mercury retrograde yet? No? Okay. But I spoke about that in the newsletter and you guys loved it. You were inspired. Some of you were like, oh, F that, I would have gotten it. You guys are saucy and I love it. So again, go subscribe. We get some juicy conversations going on there. So do no harm, but take no shit during this time, right? You teach people how to treat you. Understand that people are adults in charge of tending to their own emotions. You are not responsible for self-abandoning to make them feel happy, to make them feel safer, to make them feel okay. You are allowed to deliver a blow if it's respectful, but it's your truth. And it can break their heart. It can make them cry. It can piss them off. Very natural human reactions to getting news that does not benefit them, to getting news that hurts their feelings. This is life, and we're constantly going to get rejected. We're constantly going to be betrayed, lied to. Remember, there's been greedy, power-hungry people since the dawn of time. This is just a part of what our souls signed up for to experience. But the good part is it comes with love and lust and joy and laughter, so it's all good. But those emotions, anger, sadness, heartbreak, heart rage, are very normal. And so many of us think that it is our job to not tell the truth so we protect people. Now, why would we protect people from feeling those emotions? Because those emotions can make you powerful. Those emotions can help you grow up and be a really strong, responsible adult. During this time, understand that you can speak your truth and it is their job to tend to their emotional state. Don't rob them of the ability for that growth. I'm preaching to myself here too, guys. So the usual Mercury retrograde stuff, Aries aside, when Mercury, the planet of thinking, communicating, contracts, reading, teaching, when he goes retrograde, big contracts, electronics, big major purchases like homes, vehicles, not that any of us can afford it right now. Don't do those things. Usually, if you can hold it back, do. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh shit, I'm signing on a house next week. If you have been premeditating on something, if you have thought about it for a long time and this is just coming to a head, go ahead and buy it. But one time during a Mercury retrograde, I just wanted a new phone. I had an old iPhone and I was like, I want the new model. I was like, oh shoot, we're in the heart of a Mercury retrograde, whatever. So I went to the store, I got it, turned it on, uploaded all my new contacts and stuff. I went home, this screen was black. And I was like, what? Okay, maybe it lost battery. Went to charge it, didn't turn on. I was like, maybe it's updating software. Went, made dinner, went back, didn't turn on. It was just dead. I don't know what happened. I got a new phone, worked fine on the way home, got home, bloop. And I was like, okay, pocketing this to remember, be at mercy of the stars. You are not bigger than nature, Steph. So just cool your jets. You really didn't need that phone. A lot of people during this time may be acting or thinking from a place of me. So it's not a time to make big decisions in life if you can do so. So, you know, if you've been pondering leaving a relationship, this is a great time to really think about it. Not make the decision to, but really rewind, review, rethink, and process. Wait till Mercury is direct to make the final cut. Right? Same applies to a job, to a moving situation. If you can wait to sign a new lease until after this, reassess, review, rethink, really review the neighborhood you're living in. Look at the neighbors, look at the streets down. Get to know an area before you sign a lease during this. I once knew someone who bought a house during a Mercury retrograde and the whole basement flooded within a week and then the fridge completely broke. I was like, well, you know, We are at the mercy of the stars, not the other way around. They don't work around our wants and needs. Okay, so an exercise I recommend during Mercury retrograde is to write down a list of things that make you happy. Write down your perfect day, hour by hour, right? Like get out an agenda or a calendar. Use a Google calendar if you want to. And just say, on a perfect day, if I don't have to worry about money, I don't have to worry about caregiving people or whatever, I just have a whole week in a dream house by myself. Or maybe just you win the lottery and you've got all the help you need for caregiving. And now it is all about you. What does a perfect day for you look like? Do you wake up at 8 a.m. or 11 a.m.? What do you eat for breakfast? What do you do after breakfast? Do you take a nap? Do you color? Do you paint? Do you do poetry? Do you go out and meet people? All the way through the end of the day. Now do that. Now compare it to your current reality. And I know our current reality involves caretaking, adulting, bills, relationships, kids, pets, all the fun stuff. But if you find that there is a drastic difference, that you are not doing a single thing, not even 30 minutes a day for you, during this retrograde, move your Rubik's Cube around to make it work more for you. We need you at your best. We need you to be selfish so you can show up and be selfless. Yes, there is a balance there. So let's jump into horoscopes. Guys, I really went all in on these, so I hope they resonate with you. But again, when we do horoscopes in astrology, it goes by your rising sign. So I was doing some Googling the other day just to see, because astrology is getting so popular. We predicted it with Pluto and Aquarius. It is only going to get even more. Like I'm telling you, you're going to walk into your local grocery store, be it HEB, Publix, Hannaford, Stop and Shop. I'm thinking of all the places I've lived, King Supers in Colorado, Whole Foods, whatever. Aldi's, is that what it's called? Aldi's? And they're going to have astrology-themed aisles. I promise you, you're going to go to the doctor and they're going to use astrology. I cross my fingers that teachers and therapists start to use birth charts, but I really think it's going to happen. But I Googled, you know, horoscopes for things just to see if people were using them the correct way, and they weren't. Oh, they were giving the most generic horoscopes for it was the full moon in Libra. I was just nosing around and they were saying such generic things like, Sagittarius, under this full moon, take a trip with a lover. Taurus, under this full moon, make dinner with a romantic interest. And I was like, oh no, this always happens. Why do humans do this shit? They take something ancient and beautiful and just appropriate it and just dilute it down to nothing. But anyways, what I wanted to share that for is to just remind you of, hey, it's going to get really popular. It's going to get really big. It's going to be very important that you root yourself in your individuality and with your big empathic hearts out there. Do not give everybody a chance. You do not have to say they're great when deep down you're like, they suck. You just anchor yourself in that, because it's going to be a huge tidal wave of this energy, and it's going to be a lot of people that want to abuse astrology in the name of either getting famous or making a lot of money off of the vulnerable people who really want to use this for self-discovery or relationship help. Be very careful. You guys are smart. In fact, you guys are seriously, as I meet more and more of you during birth chart readings, I am so impressed and blown away by some of the accomplishments you have. There's attorneys, there's medical doctors, there's very successful actresses. There's so many cool people that listen to this show. And I have always dreamt of being the dumbest person in the room, because that means I'm going to surround myself with people who lift me up and help me grow. And I think I've achieved that with you guys. So thank you. I'm flattered, absolutely flattered that we've attracted people like this. It means a lot. But just, you know, have your intuition sharp. Say no to things. Saying no does not mean you're mean, but just have your intuition and your gut feelings on point. And how you get to that, if you've kind of lost that sense in yourself, is coming home to yourself. Aries season is going to make sure of that. So listen to these horoscopes and go ahead, listen to your sun sign. I know it's hard not to, because it's your ego. It's your entire character and identity. But I imagine your rising sign is going to resonate with you more. So let's get into it. Aries, my people of the hour, this Mercury retrograde is going through your first house, right? So you're going to feel it the most. Stand up for yourself. Tell them no more. Don't be afraid of who you really are, Aries. If there's any part of your character where you're taking a really good assessment and look at your life right now, look at your relationships, look at your bank account, look at your friends and the people you've surrounded yourself with. If you find yourself sitting in a pile of rubble going, oh my God, I just burned every bridge. I don't like who I'm around. I don't like the way my life is going. What have I done? This is your chance. It's okay. This is your chance to take back control of your life. But you have to get really honest. That question that I did in the email, what's it like being on the other side of me? Wonderful practice for you guys right now. Taurus, this Mercury retrograde is going through your 12th house, your quiet house of subconscious, the house of endings, right? You may have kept far too much anger stored in the back of your mind for far too long. It's time to talk about it with someone who doesn't know you or journal about it. This is the house of endings. So Taurus, you can really let go this time. End something. You won't regret it. Back in 2018, Taurus, I imagine there was a huge, massive ending in your life, whether you broke up a relationship or left a really long-term job. This is another time for you to get familiar with that. And Aries, going back to you guys real quick, in 2018, when we last had this transit, I imagine you either started something that ended up being not so good for you, or you started something that now you recognize has run its course and you've got to let it go in order to continue on a new beginning. All right, Gemini, you're up. This Mercury retrograde is going through your 11th house of friends and your hopes and dreams. So watch out for getting the last word with friends, for burning a bridge to a community you were once a part of. In 2018, Gemini, you may have tried to escape this group of people or this community. Now it's time to be with an all new crew who's aligned with the new you. Gemini, this Mercury retrograde can also see something you started in 2018. Maybe it was a hope or a dream. You were like, yes, I'm ready to do it. But life happened and you fell back. You couldn't do it. Now is your chance to revisit that dream. It's still there. Don't give up on it, okay? Just remember, you can only achieve your dreams. Like I was saying, you can only achieve your dreams if you are surrounded by the right people. This is so important for all of us, but especially my Gemini risings. Cancer rising and Cancer suns, if it resonates. Were you working for someone power hungry in 2018? Did you have a major falling out with dad or a man in your life? Perhaps in 2018, you were hyper masculine. Perhaps that's when you met some man or a person, a masculine person in your life that totally changed your career or your direction in life. Right now, look at what you do for work. Is your heart in it? If not, stop wasting your time. Don't you know most billionaires are you? It's true. Google it. Cancers are the number one sign of billionaires. Because let your heart decide your career, not money. You may find the money comes anyway, right? And I know all of us, we can't always have a career that is our passion. I think sometimes that's appropriate, but other times you have to find the heart in what you do. It's always there in everything. Last year or in 2022, you guys heard me say, like, the world needs people who clean porta potties. The world needs janitors. The world needs window cleaners. That's not people's passion. That's not what wakes them up in the morning and gets them excited for life, but they do it, right? They find soul in it. They find the heart in it. So you're a trash guy, a trash girl. Like society would tell you, that's not a glamorous career. That's not your passion. Yeah, but look what you're doing for people. To get rid of waste and to get rid of trash in someone's home where it's filled with scraps from a dinner, well-fed with family and love and there's heart to be found in anything you do. Cancers. So now is your time to think about your career and your direction in life, but go at it with more of a heart-centered focus. Okay, this is my career. It's not my passion, but those don't have to coexist. Can I find heart and soul with everyone I interact with at work? And Cancer Risings, please promise me you will trust your heart to lead you in the right life's direction. Even if, God forbid, my sweet sensitive Cancers, you have to break someone's heart, that's okay. You've got to choose you. More than any other sign, Cancers, you got to choose you. Okay, Leos, it's your turn. Leo Risings, did you major in university in something you really don't care about anymore? Perhaps you're kind of kicking yourself because you're like, I got a degree in something, but I really don't care about that anymore. Were you once the beach lover, but now find yourself craving mountains? Don't fight this change in your beliefs. Maybe you were once super big into spirituality and now you're like, I don't know, I kind of dig the Bible lately. Let yourself do this. It's okay to change your beliefs. If you've wrapped yourself up in the beach now, reinvent yourself to be the mountain guy or gal. It is okay to change your beliefs during this time. You're only real confident when you're relaxed into the real you, Leo Rising. So during this Mercury retrograde, allow your beliefs to be changed. Really do an honest assessment during this time. My Virgos. Hi, my Virgos. Perhaps in 2018, you were forced to really see the dark side of the human experience. 2018 could have been so much chaos for you. Are you okay? You couldn't control or contain any of it. Your worst nightmare, Virgos. Have you risen from the ashes yet? Have you healed from that year? Now I imagine you really know how to help people, right? Because the best healers are the people who have risen from the ashes of their own flames. You're amazing, Virgo. Just as you are, right now, right here. So just be during this Mercury retrograde. It's okay to trust people again. During this retrograde, Virgos, I highly suggest you practice trusting people again. Trusting people to get the job done right. Trusting people to be honest and to give to you as much as you give to them. Libras, lovely Libras. Did 2018 see you get married or divorced? Did a relationship really come to a head that year in a good or difficult way? You long to tie your identity into one of those things, being a divorced man or woman, or being a married man or woman, into love. But that is also why you get so unlucky in love. Libras, you do, I know. Practice being an individual in a partnership and chill out with the passive aggressive anger, right? Libras, you guys are lovely Libras and so sweet and charming, but boy, when you have tempers, get out of your way. You are a cardinal air sign. Your mouth can really move when you're pissed. Here's your warning, everyone else. Don't mess with a Libra because when that charm, I feel like Libras listening to this are like, thank you. Nobody says this. I feel seen. Libras love language. I feel heard. But yeah, they're a cardinal. So they're a leader in relating. And when they get pissed about it, their cardinal tendencies will come out. They will get angry. So usually it's in a very passive aggressive way, whereas Aries is more punchy in the face type of direct way. So Libras, during this Mercury retrograde in Aries, chill out with the passive aggressive anger. Be more direct, right? Do you recognize your role in your relationships yet? That quote, we teach people how to treat us, that is for you, Libras. So don't shoot the messenger here, but others probably love you too much to tell you you're 50% of the problem with relationships that end or relationships that thrive. So take a good, honest assessment on if you lose yourself in relationships or if you've been too aggressive, passive aggressive, too hyper-masculine in relationships. All right, Scorpio, my Scorpios. I got my Scorpio moon tattooed on my wrist to remind me not to be depressed. It's okay to feel things deeply, Steph, but you don't have to stay stuck in the deep end. You know what's symbolic? And I love it. You guys are just this way too when I read your charts. The moon just moved into Scorpio today, Wednesday, March 27th, and it'll be there until about Saturday morning when JL, Jeffrey, and I are leaving this beautiful winter rental that we've been in since October. And it's been the best and the worst of times, but isn't that every chapter of life? And I feel nostalgic for it already, and we're not even gone. But, you know, wrapping it up, me and JL both have twin Scorpio moons, and we're just in all the feels of transformation over here. The name of our Scorpio moon game, constant transformation and letting go of things in order to welcome new beginnings. But I just said, JL, isn't it so funny? We're our last few days here, the moon, we're having our lunar return, and then the day we get in the motorhome and hit the road, the moon's in Sagittarius. Like, it doesn't get any better than that. We're so in tune with nature and the stars, and you guys are too. And if you don't feel like you are, that is why I suggest a birth chart reading with me, because we'll dive into your chart like a little surgeon, and we'll say, okay, if this doesn't resonate, this is why. This is what you can do to get back on track with your moon or your Venus. Ba-ba-ba-ba. So Scorpio, you guys, if you follow my Instagram, where I barely post, but a couple of weeks ago I shared... Okay, if you have a water moon, hear me out, you know this, you need to take a daily bath. Water placements, you've got to soak in a tub. It is detrimental for our health and grounding in this chaotic world, right? Well, this winter rental has a beautiful rain shower. It is exotic and I have loved every second of it, but it doesn't have a tub. There is no Epsom salt soaks going on here. And when I lived at my mom's all summer on the farm area, she doesn't have a bathtub either. She just has a tiny, like, little motorhome-like shower. Oh, so I haven't, like, had a good proper soak in, like, a year. Terrible. Yes, feel bad for me. So JL bought a trough that, yes, you, like, water horses from in my cowgirl era. And we use the hose. We duct tape it to our sink, and then we run it out to our wraparound porch and just fill it with hot water, and I soak in it. Well, I was doing that last night. And all of a sudden, I see a great horned owl land on the perch in front of us. I was blown away at how long, like 4 feet long, the wingspan is. And you know, owls are just exotic creatures. And then I grab Jeff and I'm like, oh, I am not risking this. That's one big ass bird. And I bring him closer to me. And then I'm talking to my mom on my phone. Shame on me. I should have put it down. But then I hear a growl and I whip my head over and Jeff is darting towards the marsh, and I'm like, oh shit. So I jump out of the trough naked, grab my towel. JL hears me splashing and comes out like, what's going on? And Jeff is taking off through the marsh. Well, then a coyote, or the biggest fox, JL thinks it was a giant fox, I still vote coyote, just walks through the light and takes off. And I'm like, an owl and a fox or coyote all within the same 2 minutes? Nature is nice. But of course, the symbolism with those two, so powerful. Change, transformation. It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. Nature is my religion. So Scorpios, did any health issues crop up in 2018, especially ones related to stress? Perhaps you dramatically changed your day-to-day routine or your job to something more you. You may have had a falling out with coworkers, had to do a little conflict resolution there. You may have also found yourself looking for yourself by bringing structure to others' chaos. Were you that friend in 2018 that just constantly listened to audio messages of people venting about their stuff, but no one asked, how are you? Did you sacrifice yourself to take care of others that year? Well, Scorpios, now is the time to take you back. So yes, you guys are going to love this permission slip. But during this Mercury retrograde, let people know you're probably going to take a break from your phone. Say, love ya, be there for ya, but I am probably not going to respond to a lot of text. Take a break from social media. Anything to bring structure to a chaotic inner world you may be experiencing. Use this Aries energy to take back control of you. You guys are the shamans, the healers of the zodiac. You can't help it. You love it. You're so good and gifted at it. But who heals the healer? Now is the time for you to tend to the healer. Sagittarius, you wild child. 2018 Sag may have had drama for you. Was it crazy? But I bet you secretly had a good time in the midst of all of it. Did you start a new creative project then? How is that creative project going today? I bet you tended to your inner child a lot back then by choosing you and what your inner child has always known you've wanted to do. Maybe you're now having a child or deciding to try to conceive during this time. Or taking that creative project you started to the next level. Just remember, Sag, as we change, so doesn't our creativity and our audience. Capricorn, was 2018 really emotional for you? Ooh, that thing you don't like. Did you learn a lot about your role in your family? Perhaps you noticed where you're acting like your mom or your dad and not you, right? You may have welcomed new additions to your family or saw some go or pass away. If you created a family, then now is the time to find your identity outside of that. Leave the nest, move out of your house, go to therapy and analyze where have I picked up my dad's traits and where am I acting like my mom or I really wish I wasn't. Shed the layers of inherited family characteristics to reemerge as you. Be proud of where you come from, but don't act like where you came from. Capricorn, you can be an individual outside of your family unit. The new family that either you dream of creating or that you've already created depends on this. Aquarius, another sign of the hour. Hi, guys. Did your voice feel stifled or did you feel confident in 2018? Were you speaking your truth or what you think they want to hear? Aquarius, you guys are a fixed air sign. Taurus gets the rep of being stubborn, but you guys are neck and neck with them. Were you a brat in 2018 and hurt people with your words? Were you malicious? Were you stubborn with your words and you're not proud of it? Are your beliefs right now yours or the people around you? You guys love to read the news and you love the influence of social media. You can't get enough of it, but how has it shaped you? Have you taken on a collective viewpoint, right? Trying to be politically correct, trying to be virtuous, and lost yourself in that? Question that right now. Take your voice back. Write a letter to someone you're struggling to forgive or want forgiveness from. Send it or don't send it. But what matters is typing it out, writing it out, getting it out. Do what you mean and mean what you say during this Mercury retrograde. But because it is your third house, you guys could I do not recommend my Aquarius risings or sun to have difficult or intensive significant meetings or conversations during this time because you may not see the picture clearly. You may not be at your peak communication skill. I recommend just reassessing, reviewing, and sitting still during this. Pisces, you unconditional lovers, always so patient and going last. No more tying your identity up in how worthy you feel or don't feel. No more tying your identity up in how much money you make. In 2018, Pisces, did you buy a lot of things to mend a lonely heart? It's time to sell some of those things now. What have you been hoarding and holding on to because you've tied your identity or a broken heart into it? It's time to detach from it during this Mercury retrograde. Sell some things. Facebook Marketplace. You might even meet a new best friend or lover. I don't know. Meeting someone in a neutral space to sell a blender sounds like the perfect beginning to a romance novel, if you ask me. But I bet you'll feel way lighter if you do this and realize, my identity is always secure in me. It never has to be attached to anything else. Anything you're holding tight to at the moment for a false sense of security, Pisces, drop it. A person, a living situation, an item, a thing, anything you are holding on to because you think it's giving you security, it's time to detach from it. Because Pisces, Saturn is halfway through your sign, and I think you're really going to like what comes when Saturn leaves Pisces and dips into Aries next year, especially if you learn to let go of something. Pisces, you can also get a pay increase during this time. Now is the time to assess that financial monetary situation, because you guys could be getting some income. Okay, that's all I've got for you guys. Happy Mercury retrograde. Do understand it's a sensitive one. Just really come home to yourself and ground. Practice boundaries. Practice remaining calm in the face of anger and conflict. You can do it. Look up and read about some healthy ways to diffuse anger if you need to do that. And always book a reading with me. Sign up for our newsletter. Leave a review for the show. You guys know what to do. You can find me at lightworkers-lounge.com. Everything you need is in the show notes. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye.